Today in the TGSI studio, I'm speaking to Nuno Sacramento, who works for Devon Arts, an arts institution here in Huntley. So I'd like to welcome you to TGSI, Nuno. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself first of all?
As you said, my name is Nuno Sacramento. Gives it away because it's not a British name, surely not a Scottish one. I was born in Maputo, Mozambique in 1973, which makes me 33 and a half years old. Maputo is, as most of you will know, quite thin and narrow country in the south of Africa. It stretches about 3,000 kilometers, maybe a wee bit more. When I was about 6 years old, I moved to Lisbon with my parents because of a civil war for independence of Mozambique, in which we lost everything in terms of physical possessions. Arriving in Lisbon, we had to kind of start all over again. And I spent really, really happy, beautiful teenage years in Lisbon, going to the beach every day.
Terrible life.
After school, just cycling or getting the Vespa and going surfing for a couple of hours.
Oh dear.
It was a bit too relaxed, actually. And when I was about 17, I moved to Brazil. My parents were very keen that I would, take a degree, and I wasn't keen on that at all. I thought I should do manual labor rather than. So I went and worked in cattle farms in Brazil as a kind of a cowboy,
uh-huh.
And I just traveled around Brazil, when I was 17. But after, before leaving, I had done the exams to go to the university, and I thought, I'm a terrible student. I'll never get in.
Mm-hmm.
To my surprise, I did get in, and I had one of the highest grades. It was very strange.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back because that gave me a kind of a confidence boost. I thought,
okay,
maybe I don't really have to be a manual laborer.
Uh-huh.
I can do something with my mind as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to Lisbon, did a degree, an MA in sculpture,
mm-hmm.
with a strong theoretical approach. Then moved on, did a post-graduation in public art, then did a post-graduation in curation, and did a PhD in curation.
Okay.
So it's funny that, from going from this strictly manual labor tendency,
mm-hmm.
to the very other end of the grade, to try to achieve the highest level of studies.
So you were born in Mozambique in Africa, where it's sunny. You moved to Lisbon in Portugal, where it's sunny. You then went to Brazil, where I'm sure the sun shines quite a lot, and now you're here in Aberdeenshire. How does that connect?
Well, this is exotic for me. when you grow up in the sun, when you go to the beach pretty much every day of the year, apart from maybe 3 months, if someone tells you that where they come from, it's raining all the time, you just don't believe it. It's an image that, it can't be like that.
And it really made you want to go and see it.
I wouldn't say it was only that, but certainly an emphasis that, Scotland for centuries has been putting on education,
mm-hmm.
and on intellectual development.
Yeah.
I think that has been the prime spot. I like the language. I think the English is a very down-to-earth language, as
mm-hmm.
opposed to Portuguese and French. It is much to the point. So, someone who's kind of so dispersed in life, such as I was, for me, it really helps, being to the point. Well, I like the tradition of Scottish democratic intellect, George Elder Davy. I like, writers such as George MacDonald. There's a number of people that, I have a fascination for invention and engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Scotland has been a hotbed for creativity over the last few centuries, and as a creative person, I thought this would be an amazing experience.
Well, I know you've been a big contributor to creativity here around Huntley and Aberdeenshire. You specifically came in today to talk about an event that you're organising or curating via Devon Arts. Can you tell us something about this event?
Of course. Last year I was working together with another artist, Roddy Buchanan, and Roddy was invited to come up here and organise a project which we co-curate a project called Art Cup.
That was a football and art project.
Yeah. It was quite successful in the community.
Mm-hmm.
People were truly engaged. At all levels. From the school to the bakers. We used to have food at the Asda canteen. How many people can say they've been in the Asda canteen? A lot of people can say they've been in Asda. I'm not sure that many people want to say that they've been in Asda canteen. But the project was very, very successful, and that was due to the structure that was put in place by Devon Arts. We brought a good idea in, a good energy in, and they brought a brilliant framework. Hence, the project was a success. As a result of that, while I was finishing my PhD, Claudia Saiske, the director of Devon Arts, got back to me and said, "Nuno, would you like to come here and do a residency with us for 3 months?" And I said, "Well, I have no money, I have nothing to do, so I'll just pack my bags and go to Huntley." And people ask me, "Yeah, why Huntley? You've lived in Amsterdam, you lived in Utrecht, you stayed, you've worked in Paris, Brussels, north of Holland, wherever, in Serbia, in Helsinki. What are you doing in Huntley?" I moved here with very, very little knowledge about Huntley, and I'm enjoying it thoroughly. I've been invited to propose a project, and I proposed the project Shadow Curator. Mm-hmm. Now, Shadow Curator is to the appointed curator what the Shadow Minister is to the appointed minister.
Okay.
Shadow Curator was something that for me would be interesting for Devon Arts as well as for myself. It comes as a result of my PhD. I did a PhD called Shadow Curating a Critical mm-hmm. Portfolio, in which there is a kind of a critical element that shadows the practical element.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you do, you create a framework of points mm-hmm. that will help you assess it and evaluate it.
Okay.
So I did that in relation to my own work in my PhD. On a second instance, I thought it would be interesting to do it in relation to other people's work.
So you're critically assessing your own work?
My own work, yeah.
Okay. We're kind of trying to get involved in that sort of idea within the classroom as well.
Yeah, that is a very, very important. I mean, there's a lot of literature mm-hmm. written about that. The reflective practitioner being maybe one of the oldest and most well-known ones.
Yeah.
So I proposed this to Claudia, and I talked about it to a couple of people, namely a philosopher in the United States that I exchanged emails with, Hilda S. Hein, and she said, "You'll never be able to do it. No one will want to put themselves in that position of being scrutinized by an outside position." To my surprise, Claudia said, "Yes, I would love you to do this project."
Okay.
So I came here with my shadow curator hat and said, "Okay, let's do this." So what we started by doing was analyzing all parts of Devon Arts
uh-huh.
and seeing what is going for it and what's not. On a second instance, Claudia turned to me and said, "Nuno, I would like to see how you curate."
Mm-hmm.
So we have an event which will coincide more or less with the end of your time here, and I would like you to take over it.
Okay.
This event is called George MacDonald of Huntley.
Yeah.
So basically I had the notion of a festival. I had a couple of elements that had been commissioned by Devon Arts, such as a sculpture by Kenny Hunter and a book by Duncan McLaren. But I didn't really have a connection. You can look at MacDonald in several ways. I mean, how do you start looking at MacDonald? MacDonald is an amazing writer. He's a prodigy in terms of public speaker and minister.
He's kind of forgotten writer though in the UK, isn't he?
He's totally forgotten. But if you look at reports MacDonald in the 1860s and 70s, he was very, very widely read. I mean, everyone knew who MacDonald was,
mm-hmm.
and. Certainly now it seems I don't quite know what's happened. I mean, there is certainly a wave of Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter and all this kind of fantasy. Alice is still a very, very widely read book.
Because was he not a contemporary of like J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis?
No, he was a contemporary of Ruskin. So he was a bit earlier. But I mean, for instance, C.S. Lewis, who I think he died like in the 70s. MacDonald died in 1905. Always regarded him as his big master because he's in a kind of an area in which religion has got some relationship to to creative writing.
Yeah.
And and certainly, you know, prior to me coming to Huntley, I thought C.S. Lewis was the big figure in that. And I'm not really a literature person. I've come to realize that before C.S. Lewis, there was George MacDonald. A lot of people know that. A lot of people don't. One of the goals of this festival is to get you know, people to start realizing the importance of this writer. In terms of the slant for the festival, for us, it's very important that it's not really an academic festival. It is a festival celebrating a son of Huntley, someone who lived here, who played in the fields, who swam in the bogey, who drank local water, you know, who threw stones at his pals when he was six or seven. You know, he stayed here. He came to school here, and that is a great inspiration for me, because you know, I look around to these kids here in the school and I think, well, there might be George MacDonald's out there. There might be Bill Gates out there. You know, you never know. But one thing is certain. You know, we have to be proud. You know, of our roots, of our education, of everyone that's put a big effort for us to have a comfortable life, and that's from the minister to the butcher to the teachers, to the PE people, to the extracurricular activities. Again, George MacDonald grew up here, went to Aberdeen, went to London, across America, North Africa. I mean, we are talking about 19th century. This guy was.
How did he get to these places?
This guy was an explorer. I mean, he was a fascinating person. I was reading his the letters to his to his dad from when he was away, and again, it's something that totally fascinated me and totally enlightened my relationship with my dad, because I'm in the same position. I mean, why do I relate to MacDonald so well? Not because I'm a writer, it's because I'm someone who's left home. It's someone who writes.
Who's traveled.
Who writes letters to his dad. You know, how are these letters written? I wish I could be so as poetic as MacDonald. I wish I could be as respectful as MacDonald. I mean, you should see the respect that MacDonald has for his father, that is reflected through his writing. So go to the library, get Dr. Greville MacDonald's biography of his parents, and read these letters, because they're really amazing contemporary and emotional times.
So what events are actually taking place during this festival? Because it takes place this weekend, doesn't it?
It takes place, it starts on Friday at 5 o'clock. We have a number of events, such as we have a fantasy story walk around Huntley. Bob Pegg, a local, I think he stays just north of Inverness.
He actually came into school a few weeks ago, and we interviewed him for the radio show as well.
So we will know who Bob Pegg is. He's written this story walk, which is based on MacDonald's writings as well as Huntley as a physical setting. So it's 5 o'clock on Friday. I think it will be a great success. Then we will have the opening of a sculpture by one of Scotland's leading sculptors, if not leading sculptor, Kenny Hunter. He's made a beautiful piece called "Where In, Where At," which Devon Arts commissioned, inspired by the book Lilith. Which features a raven perched on the branch of a dead tree, looking down into a reflective pool of water. This sculpture is still in a box. So what we'll do is, in the presence of the audience, we'll open this big present.
And where is this going to take place?
This takes place at the Brander Library at the foyer downstairs.
Is that where the sculpture will remain on show?
Yes, the sculpture now belongs to Huntley and will remain on show.
Oh, fantastic.
In the library entrance. Simultaneously, we'll be launching a book by art critic Duncan McLaren, who played around with the biography of MacDonald. On the 3rd, we have a day packed with events, starting at the school with the famous school photograph.
Oh, this is Exposure, isn't it?
It's called Exposure, the Gordon Schools. And this is something that I would particularly like to add emphasis on. Exposure relates to MacDonald, because MacDonald was here, went to school here, and then went away. Like MacDonald, many people do that, and it's very likely that most of you out there will be you know, gone in a few years' time. Some of you will come back. Some of you will just stay. What this photograph does is it shows this in relation to the generation of your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were in the same situation as you. You know, maybe 30 years ago, 20 yeah. years ago, 15 years ago, or whatever. I mean, depending on how old you are. What we'll create at the end of the day is a very, very long photograph, maybe the longest in the world, which will be able to reflect what is Huntly today, who is in Huntly today and who's not.
So who do you want to come and take part in this photograph?
I want everyone to come and take part of this. And I'm really relying on the pupils for this, because, you know, if it's not for the pupils, this won't be a success at all. You know, every person that is attending Gordon schools, every person that has attended different schools, from granny to uncle to distant cousin, I want everyone to be here to take this portrait, so that we have a representation of what Huntly is today. We will have McDonald's heads for every single member of the family who's away, so that they will be represented through a McDonald's heads, and their name can be on the photograph as well.
That sounds like a fantastic idea.
So that will happen, you know, between 10 o'clock and 5 on Saturday.
So folk can just drop in at any time?
Folk can drop in, you know, probably better between 10 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start unwinding. But between 10 and 2 to 30.
Whereabouts will it be? Will it be in the school hall?
It will be in the school hall. You just come in. There will be events in the school hall. There will uh-huh. be maybe dance. There will be fiddlers. There will be projections of McDonald's based animation film. There will be there will be a big bus around, and we'll be taking the photographs on the back of the auditorium in the canteen area. So that is one of the things for Friday. I mean, as I said, Friday is packed with events. There are lectures by Colin Manlove of Edinburgh University about fantasy writing in Scotland.
Okay.
You know, again, something that was deeply influenced by MacDonald. Then I've commissioned the art historian Murdo MacDonald from Dundee University to talk about Max and Mux in Scottish art.
Surnames. Mm-hmm.
The surnames. You know, what's the difference between MAC and MC? Because mm-hmm. this is something that, as a foreigner, I was always fascinated by.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say it's just down to misspelling. Some people say it's different areas in the country. I'm not sure, but there are many Max and mm-hmm. Mux in Scottish art, and this is what Murdo is going to be talking about. In the evening, we'll have a folk night with local musicians to celebrate MacDonald's.
Is that down at the Rose and Thistle?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is welcome to come.
Okay.
Sunday, we have discussed the possibility with the local bishop, mm-hmm. John Jukes, and with the Episcopalian Church's Reverend Allison, to mention and bless the festival, because, I mean, where I come from, mm-hmm. You know, it's a very Catholic culture.
Yes, yeah.
You know, festivals are usually associated to the church in a way yeah. or the other. And I thought, together with Claudia, that it would be really interesting to get, you know, different churches to bless it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you know, MacDonald was a very religious person, but above all, he was a lover of God, and he was a lover of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, you know, nowadays things are not so compartmentalized mm-hmm. in terms of religion, and that, you know, we should bring religion into the equation, but with a twist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to bring churches together
okay.
To celebrate MacDonald mm-hmm. rather than just going to MacDonald's church.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, you know, this will be in the morning, 9:45 at the Catholic Church, and I think 10:30 in the Episcopalian Church, and then throughout the day there will be readings at the Brander Library of MacDonald, both in English and Doric. There will be a reading room with MacDonald books as well, so everyone's mm-hmm. welcome to pop in.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. Is it? Interesting set of series of events going on in Huntly over the weekend. So hopefully, especially the pupils of the school, get involved, get down there, especially get involved in the photograph, and get yourself involved in possibly another world record for the Gordon School. So, lovely to meet you, Nuno.
Thanks very much.
Extremely interesting to talk to you. We've gone on quite a long time though, but it's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. So thanks for coming to TGSI, and maybe we'll speak to you again at a later date. You never know.
Thank you, Adam. Cheers.